All right, games wrapping up in Week 12 of the season. The Falcons just knocked off the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 34-20, and we're joined now by a safety from the Atlanta Falcons. Keanu Neal joins us. Keanu, congratulations on the win. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, man.
All right, so the past couple of weeks, you guys look like a totally different team. What's been the difference?
Just coming together, just, you know, putting it all together on every phase of the game. You know, offense, defense, special teams, just, you know, like we say, passing the baton, you know, to each other and playing our hearts out.
Aren't you glad you didn't have to cover Julio Jones today?
No, I mean, he's an awesome player. He's a freak. You know, he definitely showed out today.
You know, one of the things I've noticed about your team today, and not just about him, but your team, not just today, but throughout the weeks, the struggle, you know, the offensive firepower, the defense trying to get going to where everybody kind of expects you guys to be a Super Bowl caliber team. And the last 3 weeks, it seems to have gotten back to that, as Brian, my partner, had mentioned and you had talked about. But the thing about it is I never saw any bitching or heard any bitching, complaining, finger pointing. It's this guy's fault. It's that. The media did it. But I never heard it come out of your guys' camp from the players. So that's always a good thing when it's not coming out of the locker room, correct?
No question. You know, this is a brotherhood. You know, we care about each other. We look out for each other. And, you know, we definitely protect the team. And, you know, that's what we're about. You know, we take care of our family. And this is a family. So
we're chatting with Falcons safety Keanu Neal. He had 8 tackles this afternoon and 2 passes defended as the Falcons knocked off the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 34-20. Keanu, you look at that defense. It's a lot of young players out there, a lot of speed. Do you guys feel like you're on the verge of turning a corner and becoming one of the better units in the league?
Yeah, I mean, we're taking steps and we're continuing to do that. You know, each day, you know, we're going to work and getting after it to be the best we can be. And, you know, we took some steps today, steps towards the right way. So,
and I'll tell you what's great about it, too, is that every week now it's like a playoff game, and you guys know what that's about, because the way you guys, the way Carolina's playing, the way the New Orleans Saints are playing, you guys don't have time to mess around and take a week off. This is almost single elimination time, because, you know, you could get 3 teams from the playoffs, but you don't want to even risk this with the Seattles or the Rams. You got to keep playing. So it's almost single elimination weekly, isn't it?
Yeah, it's crunch time. You know, we gotta take advantage of each week. You know, every week for us is championship week, and you know, we take it serious. So, you know, just you know, taking it day by day and really embracing the process. You know, that's what we do here, and you know, every week's the same for us.
All right, that's Falcon safety Keanu Neal. Keanu, just before we let you go, did you lose a bet to Devontae Freeman in that Florida State game? You guys put anything on the line?
Yeah, he got me. Yeah, he got me. You know, I thought we had it, but, you know, sometimes.
All right, that's Keanu Neal of the film.
Wait a minute, he has a big win today, and you want to buzz kill him, man. Come
hey,
on,
I'm
bro.
Sorry, I had to do it.
Yeah, now I'm going to go home and cry, yeah. Man. You got me all upset again.
Yeah. Hey, Keanu, you know what else you can tell Florida is? Don't ever wear those, like, alligator custom uniforms again. What was up with those things, man?
All right, man. They tried something different. You know, it's a different look. I mean, I didn't know how I felt about it, but, you know, some people liked it, some people didn't. I was kind of in between on it.
I'll slap him upside the head when this interview's over, my man, for ripping you about your team. I got him for you. Have a good one. Congratulations on the win today, and good luck in this playoff stretch run.
All right, no doubt. Thanks for having me, guys.